الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The final prophet of Allah Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam states, As long as a Muslim recites salat upon me, angels keep sending mercies upon him. Now it is up to the person whether he recites more salawat or fewer. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My name is of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. We are presenting the program Al-Ghawth-e-Azam Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. This program is about the seerah of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In the previous program, we've listened to some of the important things about miracles and heard about some miracles of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In today's program, we're going to hear about some more miracles of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. In general, there are many miracles of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He's from amongst the pious saints who were granted many miracles. We're going to present some of those beautiful incidents and miracles in today's program, inshallah. Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail ibn Ali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, states, When Sayyidina Shaykh Ali ibn Haytami, rahmatullahi ta'ala, would fall sick, he would come to my land and spend many days there. Once, Ali ibn Haytami, rahmatullahi ta'ala, was present in this land. He contracted a disease. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala came from Baghdad to see him. Thus, both awliyas, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, gathered in my land. There were two date trees which were dry for 4 years and fruits would not grow on them. We intended to cut them. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala performed wudu under one of the tree and offered two rakat of salah under the other tree. Both the trees turned green before our eyes. Leaves grew on them, and in the same week, their fruits grew, though it was not the season of the dates. I took some of the dates from my land and presented them to him. He ate some of them and said to me, May Allah Almighty grant blessing in your land, dirhams and sa', which is a specific measure, and milk of your animals. Sayyidina Shaykh Ismail ibn Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala states, From that year, the produce of my land increased twofold to fourfold. Now, my condition is that when I spend one dirham, I get twofold to threefold wealth from that. And when I keep 100 sacks of wheat in a house and spend 50 sacks and look at the remaining ones, 100 sacks are present. Allahu Akbar. My animals bear so many babies that I forgot their count. This condition still exists by the blessing of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Bahar aaye mere bhi ujde chaman mein. Chala koi aisi hawa Ghawth-e-Azam, rahe shad o abad mera gharana, karam aspa-e Mustafa Ghawth-e-Azam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the aforementioned incident contains many Madani pearls. For example, our Ghawth-e-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, was a follower of sunnah. In addition to acting upon the sunnah, he also followed the sunnah of visiting the sick. Hence, while following the footsteps of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we should also adopt the sunnah of visiting the sick individuals. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, in the book of ahadith, there are splendid excellences of visiting the sick are mentioned. Let's listen to some of the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, last Prophet of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, when a Muslim visits his sick Muslim brother, he remains in the garden of paradise till he returns from him. In another hadith, the last Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the Muslim who visits a sick Muslim in the morning, 70,000 angels supplicate for him till the evening, and the one who visits a sick Muslim in the evening, 70,000 angels supplicate for him till morning, and there will be a garden for him in paradise. Subhanallah, what a great excellence of visiting the sick. Once Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala went to a river. He saw an elderly woman who was weeping bitterly. A disciple of Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said to Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, Sheikh, this elderly woman had only one son. She arranged his wedding. After marriage, the groom was bringing his bride to his house on a boat. The boat turned upside down, and along with the groom and the bride, the attendees of the wedding on the boat also drowned. 12 years have passed since this incident, but it is the love of the mother that she does not forget the grief. She comes to the river daily, and when she does not find the wedding party here, she weeps and leaves. Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala had mercy on the elderly woman. He rahmatullahi ta'ala stretched his hands for supplication in the court of Allah Almighty. Nothing appeared for a few minutes. Being anxious, he said in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, O Allah Almighty, what is this delay for? It was said, O my beloved, this delay is not against the destiny. Had we willed, we would have created the earth and the heavens just by an order. But because of some wisdom, we created them in 6 days. 12 years have passed since the wedding party drowned. At present, neither that boat nor any of its passengers remain. The sea animals have eaten the flesh of all the people as well. We have gathered each and every part of the limbs of their bodies and brought them back to life. Now it is time they arrive. No sooner had this conversation ended than all of a sudden that boat appeared with all its provisions, the groom, the bride, and the attendees of the wedding. And in a few moments, it reached the river banks. All the attendees of the wedding attained supplication from Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and went to their house happily. Hearing about this miracle, numerous non-Muslims came to Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and embraced Islam at his hand. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, nikala tha pehle to dube huon ko aur ab dubton ko bacha Ghawsi-Azam. After visiting Medina, Sayyidina Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was going to Baghdad barefoot when on the way, a thief was standing and waiting for a traveler so that he would rob him. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala reached near him, he asked, "Who are you?" He replied, "I'm a villager." But through divine inspiration, he rahmatullahi ta'ala saw his sin and an evil character. The thief thought that he is probably Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. He rahmatullahi ta'ala became aware of his thought. So he rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "I am Abdul Qadir." Hence, as soon as the thief heard this, he fell at his blessed feet and he started to say, "Ya Sayyidi Abdul Qadir, shay'an lillah." In other words, "O my chief Abdul Qadir, have mercy on my condition." He rahmatullahi ta'ala showed mercy on his condition and supplicated for his reformation in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hence it was heard from the unseen, "O Ghawsi-Azam, show this thief the straight path, and while leading him to guidance, make him kutub." Allahu Akbar. Hence by his sight of blessing, he got the rank of kutub. Sayyidina Abdul Malik Zayal rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "On one night, I was standing in the madrasa of Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. He rahmatullahi ta'ala came from inside with a stick in his hand. I thought, I wish Sheikh would display a miracle through the stick. As soon as I thought of it, he pitched the stick into the ground and that stick turned as bright as an oil lamp and remained bright for long. Then Sheikh pulled it out so that stick changed back to its former state." After that, Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala said, "Is that it, Zayal? This is what you wanted." Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, he became aware of what occurred in the heart of another person and the blessed stick became a light. How greatly Allah Almighty blessed Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. In fact, what a great generosity of Allah Almighty it was that even the one who passed by the madrasa of Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala would attain many blessings. As it is narrated that a person came to Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and said, "A person who recently passed away has been buried in so and so graveyard. We hear the screams from his grave as if he's being punished." Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, "Is he my disciple?" He replied, "I don't know." He asked, "Was he from amongst those who visit me?" He replied, "I don't know." Ghawsi-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, "Did he ever eat the food of my house?" He replied, "I don't know that either." غوث اعظم رحمه الله تعالى عليه performed مراقبه meditation and after a short while he raised his head. All was apparent on his face. He said, the angel said to me that once he saw me and had a good assumption in his heart. Therefore, he has been forgiven. Then when we went to his grave, the crying voice had completely stopped. The punishment was removed from the grave. A narrator says, one day, I saw the Khalifa in the court of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. He was saying, Shaykh, I want to see a miracle from you so that my heart would become satisfied. He rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, what do you want? He said, I want an apple from the unseen. There used to be no apple throughout Iraq at that time. He rahmatullahi ta'ala, meaning Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, stretched his hand in the air so he had two apples in his hand. He rahmatullahi ta'ala gave him one apple. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala cut the apples which he had in his hand, it was extremely white. It would smell like musk. And when the Khalifa cut his apple, it contained worms. He said, what is the matter? I have seen an extremely superb apple in your hand. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, Abu al-Muzaffar, your apple was not touched by good hands. Therefore, it's spoiled. So then a Sheikh Barghuzida, Abu al-Hasan Qarashi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I and Sheikh Abu al-Hasan both were present in the madrasa of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. A person came to him and said, O my chief, your honorable grandfather, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the person who is invited to the feast should accept the invitation. So I have come to invite you to a feast in my house. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, if I get permission, I will come. Then after a short while, he performed muraqibah, meditation, and said, yes, I will come. Then he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, arrived. Shuyukh, scholars, and other honorable personalities were present. The dining mat was spread, which contained different foods to eat. A big box was brought, which was closed from the top. Two people were carrying it. It was kept on one side of the dining mat. Abu Ghalib said, you may eat the food now. At that time, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala was in muraqabah and he did not eat the food, nor did he give the permission to eat the food. Hence, nobody ate the food. In awe of him, all of the attendees were in such a condition as if birds were sitting on their heads. Then he signaled to Shaykh Ali and said, bring that box. We stood up and lifted it. It was heavy. We brought the box and kept it before him. He rahmatullahi ta'ala ordered to open the box. When we opened it, Abu Ghalib's son was present in it, who was vision impaired since his birth. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said to him, stand up. We saw that as soon as he rahmatullahi ta'ala said this, the boy started to run and became able to see and turn so well as if he never suffered from any illness. Observing this, a noise occurred in the gathering and he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh came out in the same state and did not eat anything. After that, I arrived in the court of Sheikh Abu Sa'ad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and related this incident. He said, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh heals a person who is vision impaired since birth and lepers, and by the permission of the Lord Azza wa Jal, he brings the dead back to life. Subhanallah, how greatly Allah Almighty has blessed our Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The one who attained the supplication of Ghaus-e-Azam became fortunate, and the one whom Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh touched with his blessed hand was healed. Allah Almighty bestowed upon Ghaus-e-Azam his special blessing and granted him abundant miracles. Allah Almighty never turns his beloved empty-handed. He grants them what they ask him for by his generosity. The thief at whom Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala glanced became a qutb. May Allah Almighty keep us associated with Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and may we spend our life in his love. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azawajal, we'll be back again with some of the sayings of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala in the next program. May Allah Almighty bless us with knowledge and good deeds by virtue of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Abul Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullah alayh. أبوالغوث يزن رحمة الله عليه، أبوالغوث يزن رحمة الله عليه.